see everybody. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Donnie. Okay. All right. First thing I want to begin with is the Tulsa's, the next to last Tulsa's on Basem and Olive, which we did inside, worked hard on. You remember we had 2 days in the Tulsa's, right? What was Tulsa's Kasha? Tulsa's Kasha was when the Gemara says, according to the Chachamim say, if you do an Avin, its own toldo, how many Chatos must you bring if you did a Bishogeg? One. Excellent, Yair. What happens according to Rabbi Lazar if you do an Avin, its own toldo? How many Chatos? Two. So the Gemara then says, according to Rabbi Lazar, what's enough community an Avin, its own toldo? If you're Chayiv Chatos, if you're Chayiv Shtei Chatos, what's the difference in Avin and toldo, right? Toldo is just as much Chayiv. Yeah? So the Gemara gave an answer, right? But Tosfos Kasha was, why don't you give the nafkamina by Hasra? That when your guy's doing a toldo, you have to give the Hasra of the Av. So what was Tosfos's first answer? Tosfos's first answer is you don't have to give the toldo b'shem the Av. All you have to say is that it's Usser on Shabbos. Or you can even say the toldo is Usser. Ata Shamer, Ata Shamer. Remember Mishamer was the toldo? That was the first answer of Tosfos. What was the second answer of Tosfos? Second answer to Tosfos is that in a Hanami you have to say the Av and you have to read it in the lines of the Gemara. Remember that?
Right.
So I want to just point out outside the end of that Tosfos when he said Va'od. Remember we said the Maharam erased the word Va'od? He's just trying to point out that Noteya and Mavashal are Avos Shabbos that are not mentioned in the Mishnah on Dafayin Gimel. There are Avos that are mentioned that are not on Dafayin Gimel. You can be called an Av if you're not on that list. Namely Noteya and Mavashal. And Notei and Mavashal are Avos, and therefore, if a guy's doing Notei and Mavashal and you're an aide, and you would warn them not to do Notei and Mavashal, would that be a good Hasra? Yes, because those are Avos, despite the fact they're not listed in the list, in the Mishnah Dafayin Gimel. That's what Tosfos wants to point out. That I want you to know something, that you can be Masra told to B'Shem the Av, and even Notei and Mavashal, if you would say Notei Mavashal, that's good because those aren't toldos; those are avos. You follow me? And let's say Markiv. What's Markiv? Grafting. Markiv's a toldo of Notei Mavashal. What happens if you would see a guy grafting and say, "Oh, it's Usra, it's Notei"? That would be good too because that's a toldo b'shem and av. You follow me? That's all Tosfos pointing out in that line, and you have to read it into the Gemara. Don't think that an av is only things that are listed in the list in the Mishnah in Shabbos. You could be an av even if what you're not in that list. Number one, you could be Chashuv, you could be in the Mishkan. What were the three shitas we had yesterday? Either you need both, it needs to be Chashuv and the Mishkan, or what? Just Chashivas alone, or what? Mishkan alone. We had three different possibilities in shitas in Rishayim. Yes? But that was Tosfos Kasha. So a few guys asked me what that Va'od meant. First of all, we'll go like the Maharam who took out the word Va'od. And all Tosfos is pointing out is that in the second day, you need to be Masra, a told to b'shem the Av. But you can be an Av even if you're not on the list of 9 Gimel Amud Aleph. Namely, what's the examples? Notea and what else? Mevashel. And let's say a guy was grafting to our coven. You'd say it's us off Notea. That would be good as well. Okay, one sec, Adam. Now, I want to start with this now. You got that so far? That's that last line means. I want you guys to chazer. You got a chazer, okay? All right, we'll have to see maybe right after Sukkot, we'll see what happens. I didn't mention the first day. As long as you work hard, you get an A, even if you get an 80. The whole point of a bechina is just a chazer. But just to make sure we go over everything. We chazer everything. You got to chazer everything in the morning, okay? All right, now listen to this. I saw a different teretz in the Rishonim, which I want you to get. What's the different teretz in the Rishonim? I thought it was an amazing teretz. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all three of them, in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Sadi Vav Mebeis, which discusses Ovis and Toldos, and Tosfos Shants, by us. Okay, the three Rishonim, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Shabbos, Sadi Vav Mebeis, and the Tosfos Shants, which is in the Kobetz, okay, give the following answer to Tosfos Kasha. Again, what was Tosfos Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara just give the Nafkamin of Asra? Listen to this beautiful answer. You know what they say? You have to be Masra B'Shem the Av only according to who? Only according to the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Lazar, you can be Masra the Tolda. Because what is Rabbi Lazar's Shita? That if you do an Av and its own Tolda, how many are you Chayiv? Two. So you see that told is a separate iser. Even though a told is learned from an av, Benji, but once a told is learned from an av, it has a new separate shame iser. And therefore, according to Rabbi Lazar, the hasra can be what? Can be with the told. Please get that down. That would answer Tosis Kasha. No, because what was Tosis Kasha? According to Rabbi Lazar, the Gemara wants to know of nafkamina, because if you do an av in its own toldah, you're chayav what? You're chayav twice. So what's the nafkamina then, according to Rabbi Lazar, to an av in a toldah? You know what it would be? The Gemara what? The Gemara Lamaisa has to give this answer, the answer that it gave. It cannot give Tosis answer. What was Tosis Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara give the answer, Lagabi what? Hasra. What's the answer? That's only a good what? That's only a good answer, Asra, according to the Chachamim. That if a guy's doing a told, then you have to what? You have to give the Av. But according to the Blazer, you could give the told itself. According to the Blazer, you give the told itself. So this is a new answer to Tosis Kasha. So we have three answers total. Tosis two answers, and a third answer by the Rishonim. Please get this. Again, Amir, the Kasha was, Tosis said, why doesn't the Gemara give the Nafkamina that you have to be Masra, told them, shame the Av, Dani? The answer is that's only according to who? Rabbanan. That a told is subsumed in the Av, and you have to mention the Av. But according to Rabbi Lazar, a told is a separate din. And you could be master of the told. And therefore, Lamai said, then again, what's the difference between a told and Av? You got to come out of the Gemara's answer, the answer regarding Mishkan. So I want you to get that. That's the first skittish you want to say today. Okay? Yes, Benji.
According to this, like, new shot, if you only warn them with just the told or just the Av, you would only have to bring one korban then?
No. If you do an Av and its own Tolda, you need to be warned for each one.
Right, but if you only warn him for telling him, like, you're only doing the Tolda.
You answer your own Kasha. When do you bring a Korban? Guys, when do you bring a Korban? When you don't have Hasra. When you bring an Hasra, that's to be nail the guy that made it with Skila. Remember? I'm glad he asked me that. The whole Kasha of Tosfos, when he says Hasra, is talking about a mode of mazid where you be chayv skila. You're not chayv achatis when what? When you're given Hasra. The whole purpose of Hasra is what? Lonitan Hasra el hafchin ben shogig lemazid dani. A guy who was warned can't say, oh, I don't know it was Hasra. You were just warned. Right? You got what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? So that's the din. When you talk about Hasra, it's a totally new mode. I'm glad you brought that up. Adam, you got that? Now, you had a kasha before. Go ahead.
Is Tosos' question when he says, why don't you bring the Nafkamina up Hasra, is that mashma that the Nafkamina in our Gemara isn't such a strong Nafkamina? Or are you saying you could also bring...
It's not really a Nafkamina. It's definitional. A Nafkamina is Allah
Lamaisa. So he's saying really, like, the question is saying that really our Nafkamina in the Gemara isn't a great...
At first glance, it's not. But the second day of Tosos reads in Hasra into the Gemara.
So how does the first Herod's make the
Nafkamina
and the Gemara really like a valid
Nafkamina? It's not really. It's not really a
Nafkamina. The really help
yeah, it's not really a Nafkamina. The Gemara was just saying, Ma ben Avla Tolda, definitional will give you a difference. But it's not really a Nafkamina. You're right. It's a good horror too. According to the first answer, Gemara is really not offering a Nafkamina Ladina. According to the second answer, Tyson, it is offering a Nafkamina Ladina, namely by Hasra. But I want to stress to you, when you talk about Hasra, what mode are you talking about? Mazin, not Shogeg. You follow what I'm saying? Guy's going to get skila. When you talk about chatos, multiple chatos, we're talking about you did it b'shogeg. But the Gemara could have given an afkamina legabe what? Legabe what? Hasra. But Hasra is just a mode of mazin. Okay? Yes, Nathan.
Isn't there a Gemara, like, doesn't the Gemara in Shavuos and the Mishnah say, like, even just say, like, just give the pasuk?
We discussed yesterday that there's a Shitas Rashi in Shavuos Tafkof that says you mentioned the pasuk. You must mention the pasuk, the makor of the iser. And the Rambam says differently. The Rambam says you have to mention that it's an aver. You don't have to mention a lav. Rashi says like you on daf chof, you have to mention a lav. That means the edim or whoever's giving asura has got to be a lamdim. That means he's got to know the makor in the chumash. It's a collector's item that Rashi and Shavuos daf chof. That you have to mention asura. Normally, hold like the Rambam. All you have to say it's an aver, and that's it. Taisus here says you don't have to mention a lav. All you have to say is mention the av. Okay, we got this. Okay, good. Fine. Now I want to take this a step further. Okay? The Gemara, when we get to the bottom of the Amud God, when we turn it, the Gemara posed, is Nezikin of Toldus like Shabbos? Yes? Or is Nezikin like what? Tumah. At this point of the Gemara, the Toldus of Shabbos are identical as Ravos? Yes? We didn't read it yet in the Gemara, but we'll say it outside. The toldos of Tumah are dissimilar to their avos. Where does the Zikin fall in? Yes? So the Gemara basically mentions three categories. Shabbos, Nezikin, and Tumah. Is there a concept of toldos in Kol HaTorah Kula? When I say Kol HaTorah Kula, in other areas. So I want to now go through a mahalach on that, and then we go weiter in the Gemara about like Abin the Tumah. Rav Gusman Zatzal, the great Gaon, the great Rish Yeshiva I mentioned yesterday, and I mentioned on Thursday the story, he has in his Sefer Kunchus Hashirim, the great Gaon, he points out, and I want you to get this down, he points out from the Shittim Mekubetzis on Beizim and Beiz, Dir Masko Ode, what is the makor of the institution of Toldos by Shabbos? Let's get this down. What is the institution, the makor? You ever heard of the phrase in the Chumash, Achas Mehena? Achas Mehena is a pasuk. So the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Amud Aleph says, Avos are from the word Hena. Mehena is the institution of what? Toldos. That's regarding Shabbos. Okay? So Shabbos has a pasuk in Chumash. The institution of Avos and Toldos come from what? Come from the Chumash. Okay? What about Toldos Legabi Nezikin? Where do they come from? So the Shita Mekubetzis quotes the Ma'ari Katz that writes that it's a Svara. It's not a Mefarish or Makar in Chumash. Svara is a legitimate Din D'Oraisa. That the Halacha of Toldos of Nezikin is a Svara Svi. And it's subsumed under the Av. He writes Mefarish. I never would have thought there's an institution of Toldos Pesach by Shabbos. Because I would have thought anything that's in the Mishkan is what's Aser on Shabbos. If it's not in the Mishkan, I would think it's not Aser. Therefore, I have to dig up Toldos from what? From Mehena. I need a pasuk to introduce to me the topic of Toldos, because I would have thought they don't exist by Shabbos. But by Nezikin, it's a Svara. By Nezikin, it's a Svara. If a guy does something wrong and you can plug it into Bor, then it's Bor. If a guy does something wrong and it's an arson somewhat, so I'll plug it into Aish.
Doesn't that go against the
Bible
said, like, you shouldn't make
Svaras
off of stuff,
because
like, you don't punish that?
That's Ain Onshin Minadin, that's Kavachomer. Talking about damages, Nathan. Damages. Remember, we said Svara is a legitimate way to learn out of D'Oraisa. There are five ways to learn out of Din D'Oraisa. We have a Masora from our Rebbe of Shmuel Nachum Shlita. What are the five ways to learn out of Din D'Oraisa? What are the five ways? Five ways are one, Gzeiros HaKasuv. You got to know this. Pasuk. Two, Svara. Three, Halacha Lamosha Misinai. Four is Shlosh Esrei Midos. Shlosh Esrei Midos. And what's five? Takdim. What's a takdim? Historical precedents. Tosus of Sanhedrin and Samachesim Abay says many of the dinim of Gerus we learn from the fact the way Klai Yisrael converted Har Sinai. We became Jews at Har Sinai. You got to know these five ways. Make sure you get them down. Svar is Motzah Mechrelo Araya. So guy says, I want money. Prove to me, Yom Yirah. Gemara says, first apostle. Lamali Krah, what do you need a puzzle? A Svara, it's Svara. I'll give you another example of a Svara. If a woman says she's in need it, second later she says she's joking. What's that called? Pesha Asher? Pesha Asher? Who Pesha Hitter? Ksubischof Bezim and Af. Excellent, Yair. Why do you need a puzzle for it? It's a Svara. The Gemara says Svara all the time. It's a legitimate way to learn how to do the right. So again, Xeris Akasiv, Svara, Halach Lamosha Mishinai, like oral and chutzlarts. The first 3 years are a fruit tree and chutzlarts. It's not in Chumash. That's the Raisi. Halach Lamosha Mishinai. Hashem taught Moshe ben Har Sinai. Gemara Brachas on Lamed Vav and Aleph. Shlosh Yisrei Midos. Yes? Shlosh Yisrei Midos is what? Kal v'chomer Gzeiros Shabbos. We said it this morning. Right? You say it in the morning. And what's four? That's four or five is Takdim. Okay? So that's what we're saying. What'd you say? We said the Dinim and Geiris. Tosis says in Sanhedrin, Samach Esmeis, many dinim of Geirus model after the way Klai Yisrael converted Har Sinai. So we look at the way Klai Yisrael converted. Okay, we got it? You got to know that. That's from one of my Rebbeim in Eretz Shmuel Nachum, he's a great Gaon. He was a Talmud, his father was a Yeshiva in the Mir in Brooklyn. and he was a Talmud of his. He's a son-in-law, Rav Aaron Kreiser. Dr. Drazi, remember Rav Aaron Kreiser? Rav Aaron Kreiser was a Rebbe here many, many years in IBC. He was a great goan. In fact, many people said he was the second biggest Talmud Chacham here after the Rav. He's a big tzaddik, big anuf. His son-in-law was Rav Shmuel Nachum, my Rebbe. So he was a great, great goyim. So he retired and went to move the lake, but he came there to Zerah Medin. He knew everything. He once asked me, what's the makor of Garmi? Where's the Mishnah and Shas about Garmi? Indirect damage you had to pay. So I happened to have learned it a few days before. I said, he was so impressed. I said, I learned it a few days before. I didn't want to be over Gnevei Stas. But he always knew the makoros. He always knew the makoros. So you got this Gzeres HaKosef. So you got the five ways to learn how to do it. So Nathan, this is what we're saying. You got me? This is what we're saying. They say, ain't on shim min adin. You follow me?
Yeah.
But you can figure out a smart. So what do we got? We got the Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Amar Aleph, that says the institution of Avos is what? Hena. What's the institution of Toldos? Mehena. This is a Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yudalit. Va'achas Mehena. Va'achas Mehena. Actually, it's Vayikra Dalit. Perek Dalit, not Yudalit. Perek Dalit. The svara is, if you hurt someone's property, you got to pay. Okay. So that's the institution of Toldos. So I want to go through Mahalach now. Let's get it. We've got a lot to do, Bishop. I want to show how Rav Gusman shows their Toldos in other areas of Kol HaTorah Kula. Let's start. Please get them down. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the Mishnah in Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph says there, if you look in Avos in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph, it discusses embarrassing someone in public, which is a din of what? Which is a din of Ritzicha. It's a terrible, terrible thing. If someone takes a gun to my head and says, embarrass someone in public or I'm going to kill you, I have to let myself be killed, believe it or not. It's an amazing din. Okay? It's an amazing din, it says, Beferish. Why? Because it says, it's in the Mishnah of Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Tet Vav, it says. That's what we have in the Siddur. Rabbi Elazar Modoy Omer, Hamachalos HaKachim, Mavazes HaBrios, Hamavaze Es HaMoados, Vamalbim Pnei Chavero Berabim, Vamefer Briso Shel Avram Avinu, Vamagal Aponim Betorio Shalok HaLoche, Afo Pishish Biyoto Toro Masim Tovim, Ein Lo Chelek Leolam Haba. Wow. You can be the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, but if you're not a mensch, and you embarrass people in public, it says Ein Lo Chelek Leolam Haba. So the Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah, I want you to get this, says, what are the three cardinal sins that we have to give up our life for? Idolatry, adultery, and murder. And what else? Murder. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, I want you to live with an HSH. I want you to bow down and do idol worship. Or I want you to what? Kill someone. What's halacha? I have to let myself be killed. What's that called? Yahareg? Baal Yavor. Yes? Yeah? That's the din. Rabbeinu Yonah says, every one of those three averis, please get them down, have a tolda. He writes the word tolda, amazing, says Rav Gusman. What is the tolda of murder? Embarrassing a guy in public. I have to let myself be killed. It's an amazing thing. You want to find a makor dani for the biggest Musar Midas Tovos? Someone takes a gun to my head, literally, the Miri says it's ridiculous. Okay, it's a Musar. Doesn't mean you have to literally do it. Rabbeinu Yonah says you literally have to let yourself be killed. Tyson Sota and Yudim Bey says the same thing. But what word does he use, Dr. Dreisler? He says the word Tolda. So she says, Rabbeinu Yonah, that there's a concept of Tolda in other areas. So we're going to list off the other areas now. Idolatry, adultery, and murder. Ritzicha, Gili Arias, and Shvichas Don. Ritzicha, Gili Arias, and Avodah Zara. Okay, what is the Tolda of Gili Arias? The Gemara has a case on Ayin Ham and Aleph that says as follows. There was a guy who had a mental illness. He needed to speak to a woman who had no clothes on. And even if he was behind a wall where he couldn't actually see her, says he needs to speak to her while she has doesn't have any clothes on. He's a meshuga. He had a mental illness. He says if he doesn't do it, he's going to die. You know what the din is? We say let him die. That's called a told of Gilead. It's not living with her. It doesn't make a difference. That's called Abizrayu, a subcategory calls that a tolda. That was the case of Libotina, Sanhedrin, Ayin, Heim, and Aleph. He calls that a tolda of Gili Arias. You got me, Amir? He's not literally living with her. Sanhedrin, Ayin Ham, and Aleph. That's correct. What's the toldah of Avodah Zarah? Taking a pill from a bark of a tree that was deified, from an Asherah tree. You know, you make pills from the what? From the wood, from the herbs. Are you allowed, when you take that pill, are you deriving benefit at all? When you take that pill, are you bowing down to the tree? You're not engaging in Avodah Zarah, but what are you doing? It's a subcategory of Hana from the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, what's the din? That's called a tolda. And therefore, we say Yarev al Yavar. Even though you have this illness, God forbid, you need this pill, you can't take it. You got to let yourself die.
Isn't there like a lot of toldas for
Well, it's hard to find, but the Rabban Yonah uses the word tolda, which I want you to get. Okay?
I'm saying with regards to the Shira
tree. Well, you got to think, but that's a good example. That's a good example of a told, okay? But Rabban Yonah uses the word told. So you see, Rabban Yonah says that din told exists in Kol Torah Kulo. That's the first example I want to give you. Second example. Let's go. No, second example, another area in Halacha, new area. Another area, yes. Another area where you find Rishonim and Gedol Acharim using the word told. Number two, the Ritva in Kedushin Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis regarding Kinyonim. You want to acquire objects. There are different ways you can acquire objects. You can lift something off, called Hagbah. You can pull it, called Meshicha. You can be Moser, you can give it over. The reins of something. So the Ritva has a Lashon, where he writes as follows, I'm going to quote it. Elavade Meshicha Iker Kra Umina Israbu Mesira V'Hagbah V'Avalu Kitzolda Dida. Whoa. The Ritva calls the father of all Kinyanim. What does he call the father of Kinyanim? Meshicha. And he calls Hagbah, Mesirin Hagbah, as toldas. So the Iker is called the what? The father is called what? Meshicha. Hagbah and Mesira are called toldas. That's regarding Kinyanim, about acquiring objects. So that's a second area we've seen now. Okay. Number three. Third area. You guys with me? Third area. There is a fascinating din. Are you familiar with the din of Eglah Rufa? You find a dead corpse between two cities. What's the din? You measure which corpse, where you measure which city is closest to the corpse. The Gedolim in that city have to say we did nothing wrong. What'd you say? We'll get it. The Mutzal Me'esh says it. The third one, Mutzal Me'esh in the Shar HaMelech.
It's a bad sign.
Okay?
They say it's a bad sign.
Yeah, because they weren't hospitable. The guy got lost, and they didn't give him. They didn't, you know, malava him. They didn't show him direction. They didn't escort him out of the town nicely. You have to malava the guy. It's not good. Correct. But the Gedolim have to say we did nothing wrong, and they take a calf and they break its neck, and the place where they break its neck is called the Nachal Eitan, Nachal Esan. You never can plant in that valley ever. So it's interesting. The Rambam in Pirik Yud. Halacha Tes in Hilchos Rotzeach, I gave it to you. He writes like this: Hanachal Shenerfa Bo HaEgla, the valley that was where they broke the neck of the calf. Aser Bizria VaAvoda Liolam Shenem Asher Lo Yeaved Bo VeLo Yizareya VeChol Oved Sham Avoda BeGufa Shel Karka Kegon Shecharish O Chafar O Zera O Nata UKiYotze BeElu. If you do any agricultural action on that valley, Hara'elu Loka. So says Rav Gusman, the Rambam in his golden language, Bilshono Hazahav, writes the word of Kiyotza Be'elu. What is Kiyotza Be'elu referring to, says Rav Gusman? Toldus. Toldus. Let's say you would graft or do a tolda on that valley, he says you would be chayiv. And that's exactly what the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Lamed Aleph on this Rambam, that he's trying to include toldus, that toldus are included in the Isser of planting Ya'ir in the Nachal Esan. Now the Mutzal Me'esh in the Mutzal Me'esh quoted by the Shar HaMelech Tani Pirik Yud has a suffix. He's not sure whether toldus would apply to the Nachal Esan. So you know what they answer? Look at the Rambam's language. It seems like it does apply. So that's a third area so far. First we start off with what? Kiddush Hashem. The three cardinal sins. Second area? Kinyanim. Third area? Nachaleson, Egla Rufa. Correct. Let's go now. Fourth area. You with me? Fourth area. The Minchas Chinuch brings up in Mitzvah Tetvav. There is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. See, knowing, you got to know Kol Torah Kulo, knowing all the Din of Torah. It's unbelievable. Let me ask you a question. Where else do you have the Isser Hotzah outside the area of Masechta Shabbos? But that's Shabbos. The Isser Chil Shabbos. Where is there an Isser of carrying outside Shabbos? What'd you say? Geneva? I mean, okay, you're right. That you could carry through Geneva, but it's not a halachic status. What'd you say? Well, you have it by Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to take out of your house. A lot of guys don't even know there's an Isser. It's on Peheim and Beis and Sochem. Excellent, Dr. Dreisinger. You're not allowed to take out Busser of the Korban Pesach from your house. And if you do, it's usher to carry it out. And just like, what are the two steps you need in Hotzah on Shabbos? An Akira and a what? Hanacha. Akira means you take it up, pick it up out of Rosh Hashanah. Hanacha means you what? You place it in. You need an Akira and Hanacha legabe this din as well. Now, you know where this has a naftimina alacha lamais bizman hazeh? You know, you can't eat dafikomen in different places at the Seder. You got to eat it at your table based on this din. You're not allowed to take the bus of the Korban Pesach outside. Okay? Pay him and bezim sochem. You're not allowed to carry it outside from your home and place it somewhere else. Yes? Just like you need a kira and anacha for Shabbos, Hotzah, you need a kira and anacha Hotzah's Korban Pesach. You know what the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix? What about throwing? Zrika. What is throwing on Shabbos? If I throw a football from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, am I chayav skila? Yes. The Gemara says Zrika is a tolda of Hotzah. Please get that down. Zrika is a tolda of Hotzah. Sadi vavu mebeis in Shabbos. So the Minchas Chinuch says, is there a din of Zrika when it comes to this din of Hotzah's busser of the Korban Pesach? If you threw the meat out from inside the house to outside, would you be over the lav? What is this shaila talion? Whether there's an institution of toldus in Kol HaTorah Kulo, or is it only limited to what Pesach, Shabbos, Nezikin, and Tuma, like in our Gemara, or does it appear in other areas in Kol HaTorah Kulo? You got me? That's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. He wasn't sure whether there'd be an Isser of Zrika of the boss of the Korban Pesach. Amazing, no? So up till now, we've had opinions, shitas that have said, Benji, yes, we do say it. Now we have an opinion that says, I'm not sure. Yes? Are there any opinions that say they do not exist in Kol HaTorah Kulo? So let's get this. And that is that there is a Tosfos in Maseches Bechoris, Adaf Kofeim and Beis, Dibra Mask of Omar. And Tosfos says, are you familiar with a firstborn animal? Firstborn animal has Kedusha. Let's say a firstborn cow. You know it has Kedusha. You're supposed to be makrivin on Mizbech. We say that at Ezo Makomen every morning. Are you allowed to do work with the Bechor? No. Are you allowed to take a scissors and shear off the wool off a firstborn animal? No, that's called an Isser Giza, which is called an Av. What happens if I take my hand and I pluck, it would be mean to the animal, probably Tsar Balachayim, which would be right. So, am I allowed to pluck wool off it without a kli? Yes, says Taldus. Yes, says Tosfos. Tosfos says that a tolesh of gozes is okay. You're not chayiv by bechor. Why? Because what's the av? With the scissors, giza. What's the tolda? With your hands. Please get this down. Tolesh. And he says there's no institution of toldus in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Amazing, no?
Says that like Behedje? No,
says it Behedje. It says tolish. No, that's the Hezber Benji. But he says tolish is okay. Why would tolish be okay? Why should tolish be okay? There's no way it should be okay. Why should tolish be okay? It's amazing, no? What's the Hesber? Because there's no toldos in Kol HaTorah Kulu. Only in the area of what? Shabbos, Nezikin, and Tumah, like in our Gemara. One sec, Nathan. Okay? Now, in that same Tosfos, he points out, are you familiar with this? That there's a lav to harvest barley before you harvest the barley for the Korban HaOmer, which is in the spring. Do you know there's an issur to harvest barley? To cut off barley before you cut off the barley that's going to be used for the Korban HaOmer. You know, it's a barley offering. There's an issur lav. What's the issur lav to use a sickle? What happens if I take my hands and I do it? What would you say, guys? Same thing. Says Tosfos, you are not over. Why aren't you over? Because the av is what? It's called, what's it called? Kituf. Kituf means with a sickle, a cleat. You rip off the barley with your hands, not a problem. Why not? Because there's no institution of toldos in Kol HaTorah Kulu. And one more sheet of Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Nun Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel Omashkin. Even if you assume that Tosefes Shviz is the Araisa Bizman Hazeh, he says it does not apply to toldos. What would be an example? Can you water your field on the seventh sabbatical year, a month before? Tosefes Shviz is a month before Shemitah, it's also to plant. What happens if you take a hose and you water your field? Hashka is a what? Is a toldo. But there's no toldo, says Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Nunim and Beis, Dibra Maskel Omashkin. There's no din toldos in Kol HaTorah Kulu. So I want you guys to get this. Please get this, Pesach. We're saying that they're what? Investigating the institution of toldos in Kol HaTorah Kulu. We presented shittas that say there is, namely by what? Yarev al Yavar ben Yoina, Ritva by Kinyonim. Yes? Egla Arufa in the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not sure about what? Zrika, maybe yes, maybe no. That was the middle sheet. And the third sheet is it doesn't exist. Doesn't exist by what? By ripping off the wool off the Bechor with your hands, it's Tolesh. By ripping off the barley, it's Kituf. And what else? By hosing the water, Tosefes Shviz by Hashgah. So you have three sheetas. Some say yes, toldos apply in Kol HaTorah Kulu. Some say we're mistapek, we're not sure. And the third is that it does not. You got that, Chlor? Okay, good. Excellent, guys. So we see clearly this notion of what told us might exist, might not exist. Pesach, you got it? Yes, Nathan, go ahead.
I was confused because with the Chlor and ripping off, like in Shabbos, like, I don't know what told that is exactly, but brushing your hair, right? And then isn't there also the, like putting...
That's by Shabbos. By Shabbos, they're told us, right? Well, how do we know they're told us by Shabbos? You tell me. Mehena, right? So you got it? I'm glad you asked me that. That we have an institution for. That's when there's a svara. The svara by Nezikin makes sense, but in Kol HaTorah Kulu, maybe yes, maybe no. That's the question. When the svara lemaisa, we have to know. Some say this. Some say it doesn't exist. Some say it is. But I'm saying by Nezikin, it's a svara. Will it apply to the other ones? That's a shy little one. That's the three sheetas. Okay? You're saying it's a svar, then it should make sense. Okay? Maybe that's the sheetas that apply it. Maybe that's the sheetas that apply it. Other sheetas might say, no, it's exerts a cost if you need a marker. If you don't have a marker outside of it, it's not going to work. Okay? All right. We got that, Chlor? Amir, clear? Okay. Let's see now, Vaiter and the Gemara. Now we got to get to what? The Tumah V'Tahara. Okay? Let's see inside the Gemara. Evan, why don't you read today? Okay? We're up to the Gemara, the last line of Beis Zemen Aleph, Gabi Tumas. Go ahead.
So Gabi Tumas Nan, Avos Atumos, Hasheretz, Shifa Zerah.
Excellent. So these are Avos. Now I want to just know, what is Avi Avos Atumah? The grandfather of all Tumas, a mace. And Ava Tumas is someone who touches a mace, number one. And what else? Avos Atumas, go ahead. Go ahead, Evan. What is a sheretz? Wrong. I'm glad you asked me that, okay? I used to always think that too. It means one of the eight rodents in the Chumash. It means a rat, squirrel, whatever it is. The eight rodents, they're disgusting, right? Sometimes sheretz does mean like a cockroach. You're right, Evan. But it doesn't mean that here. By tumah means a dead, one of the eight rodents in the Torah. Shemona sheretz amuris b'tayr. Okay? So it's a dead rat is one. Number two is shichva zera, which means semen from a man. If you touch the semen of a man, if you touch a dead rat, if you touch semen, go ahead.
Tummy mace.
What's tummy mace? Rashi defines it up there. Read the rock top Rashi, go ahead.
You
read the Dibra Masku, go ahead.
The tummy mace, mishin of gab mace, have it avat turnot. Anybody who touches a dead body, as one of the mace, atro, ave avos.
Hatumahu, excellent. The mace itself is Aviyavos Hatumah, grandfather. Go ahead. If you touch a mace, you become Avatumah. What do you do? And you are Metame Adam V'Kalim, right? Meaning an Avatumah can Metame another human being and Kalim. Go ahead, Daha. Kol Asher Yigabo. Gomer, very good, excellent. V'Hai Kraw in that Pasuk. Ksiv, talking about a tummy mace. Go ahead, Umashma.
Umashma, the mitame adam, the hakativ, the hanefesh, and of gas,
the gomer. The gomer is like if it's, etc., right? Vechula. So what does he say? Read, so what does it say in the Gemara? Read on. Toldosayan, the toldos of Tumar, dissimilar to the others. Go ahead.
The ilu ab mitame adam
v'kelim. An av is mitame adam v'kelim, like you just read nicely in Rashi. Go ahead. No. Oakland, the Lutolus, Oakland Maskin Metame, period. Told us it can only be Metame, Oakland Maskin. Adam, go ahead. Excellent. You got it? You got how to read it? You got to put a big period there. A told of tomb is the thing that touches it. So we say that what? The told us of tomb are dissimilar. They are dissimilar. By Shabbos, they're similar. By Avos HaTumah, they are dissimilar. What do you say by Nezikin? Finish the Gemara.
So Hachamai.
Hachamai mean by Nezikin, what are they?
Amar Papa, Yeshman Kiyotimen, Yeshman La Kiyotimen.
Excellent. Some are like them, some are not. So the way you want to memorize this Gemara conceptually is by Avos, told us on Avos, Shabbos ours, exactly the same. By Tumah, they're dissimilar. By Nezikin, some are similar, some are not. So you got the Gemara, right? Conceptually, Baal Peh.
Say that one more time.
Yes. Avos, the toldos of Shabbos, are similar, exactly the same. It said in Amar Aleph, Kiyotze Behen, toldosayin are like Shabbos, are what? Are Kiyotzim, and they are similar. Right? It said they are similar when it comes to Masecha Shabbos. Kiyotze Behen. When it comes to what? Tumah, they are dissimilar, Amir. When it comes to Ezekiel, some of them are similar, some of them are not. Okay? So that's what that's the way we want to point it out here. And we said, Daniel and Clouder told us, are they similar or not? By Shabbos, we know they're similar.
What's it saying in Tommy when it says, Toldos Okun Mashkin Metame?
That shows that they're different. An Avatumah is someone who touches a mace. A human being that touches a mace can be Metame what? Adam and Caleb, Oakland and Mashkin, all four. What happens if Reuven touches a mace and then he touches Shimon? Shimon becomes a Rishon. Rishon can only be Metame what? Ochlin Amashkin, not Adam V'Kalim. You understand what I'm saying? Shimon is a Rishon. You have the mace. Reuven touched the mace. So the mace is Aviyah Vasatam. Reuven becomes an Av. Now Reuven touches Shimon. What does Shimon become? A Rishon. Shimon now can only touch what? Can only Metame what? It says Beferish. A Rishon can only Metame what? Ochlin Amashkin, not Adam V'Kalim. So if a human being would touch Shimon, he would not be what? Tame. You got me?
Once he's been Tame, the Oakland and Mashkin, then, like, if somebody were to eat, like, Oakland and Mashkin,
if they would eat, they would become Tame. They would become Tame.
And would they be Rishon?
The guy that eats it, you mean?
Yeah.
You mean the Oakland? No, would they become a Rishon? So they would become Tame. Would they become a Rishon? Depends whether it would be culture. They would be a Shani. They would be a Shani. Because they touched the stuff was a Rishon. They'd be a Shani. Shani, well, different things in different areas. In Truma, there's a Shlishi, and in Kachem, there's a Ravi. The different categories. So we see Beferish Lamaisa that there is a what? Difference between Av and Atolda. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, let's take a look at the top Tysus. Okay? Let's take a look at the top Tysus. Here we go, guys. Go ahead, Evan. Okay? Goras. See that little leg there shows that it's a samach. Whenever you don't see the little leg, it's a mem sofit. So he's, so let's start again from the Dibur Maskil. Okay, the Ilu what?
The Ilu Avetame of the Kalim. Goras.
Goras, meaning what? This is the right Girsa. Whenever you see that in Rashi, tells there must be, there's other Girsas that are out there that they think are wrong. They're saying this is the right one, the other ones are the wrong one. Go ahead.
The Logar seen on Adam Ubegadim.
And don't be Goras the word Adam Ubegadim. Because what would Adam Ubegadim mean? Go ahead.
Shaloshon Zeb, Mashma Mitame Adam.
Exactly. If I would touch a dead rat with my hands, and you would have that girsa adam ubegadim, what would that convey? That would convey that my clothes would become immediately tameh, which is not true. If my hands touch the dead rat, my clothes do not become tameh, because my clothes didn't touch the dead rat. But if it would say adam ubegadim, would give off that false impression, which is not true. So I want you to get that down, because there is a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? In Maseches Zavim. The Mishnah is Maseches Zavim, one of the 63 Maseches in Shas, Pirkei, Mishnah Yud. We looked it up. That begotten, that a man is wearing, do not become tameh if he touches a dead rat. What touched the dead rat? My hands, not my clothes. So their girsa adam begotten is wrong, because it would give off the impression that if I touched a dead rat, my clothes became automatically tameh. It's not true. Okay, you got that? So therefore that girsa is wrong. Do not write the word adam ubegadim, because it would give off a false impression of what the din is. Okay, now Tosfos asks a new kasha. Go ahead, Vim Tomar. Go ahead, Evan. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar, Bahari Tame Meis, Osek Keli Mitachas, Kiyotzebo.
Kli Matechas.
Kli Matechas.
Kiyotzebo.
Kiyotzebo. Decher Bahari Hu Kichalal.
Alma.
Alma Yeshmehen Kiyotzebehen.
What's Tosfos kasha? There is an institution, which I want you to get down. Nun Gimelum at Beis in Maseches Nazir. The pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, Kol Sheyigal Pnei Asada Becherev Kolol O Bemeis, the Gomer Yitna Shivas Yomim. There's a principle called in Nazir Daf Nun Gimel Beis. Please get the marker, okay? Called Cherev Harehu Kichal. Cherev Harehu Kichal. Let's write it here, okay? Hope everyone has that down. Cherev harehu kichol. That if a sword, or anything that's metal for that matter, cherev harehu kichol. Now I haven't been able to track it down, but if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Shevchenko told us that some only limited to a sword that actually killed the actual person. But I have to track down whether that's true, and I never saw that sheet ever inside in Rishonim. So let's say anything metal that touches a mace, cherev harehu kichalal. Chalal means what? Like the corpse itself. The cherev has the same level. Cherev has tumah of the mace, shell mace, which is avi avos atumah. It's an amazing din. It means it's zapped with the same tumah as the mace itself. Cherev harehu kichalal. The sword is like the mace itself.
Why does metal get that?
Sigzeris Akosav. Sigzeris Akosav, plain and simple, Benji. That's it. It says, Choshe al-Pnei al-Pnei asana b'chalau, cherev o b'meis, v'gam yit neshiv eshom. So Tosfos asks a great kasha. What do you mean to tell me that the toldus of tumo are dissimilar to the af? What do you mean? Cherev arukachalo. And what is the definition of a told when we talk about tumo? The thing that touched the Av, told him, offspring, child. It touched the Av. So if it touched the Av, what's the din? It has the same degree of tumor as the Av. If it has the same degree of tumor, how do you say Togo say Lav Kiyotzebe? It's a great kasha. You got me, Evan?
Didn't the Gemara say that once, like, if a person touches a dead rat and then it goes on and that person touches something else, they're.
That's what I'm telling you. An av, what's an av? An av touches the what? An av touches the what? Not a dead rat. Let's say a human being touches the corpse. He becomes an av. What does he metame? Adam Amashkin, Ochlin, and Kalim. But what happens if a human being touches the rat? Then he's only a Rishon, because the rat was an av. then the human being is a Rishon. You follow me?
Yeah.
A Rishon is only Metami, Ochlin, and Mashka, not other than Kalim.
Why isn't
the... You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The difference between touching a rat and touching the mace. You touch the mace, you go from a Vivos to an Av. You touch the rat, you're going from an Av to a Rishon. Pesach, you got this kasha? Yes. There is a din in Nazan and Gilead that says, Cherev Harehu Kecholom. Which means what? That the sword that touched the mace is zapped at the same tomb as the mace. It becomes Avi Avos HaTumah. What is a tolda? The thing that touches the what? The source of tumah. And the tolda here is the Cherev. But the Cherev has the same degree of tumah. So how can you tell me that the tolda said, Alav Ki Yotzebed? David, you got it? That's Tosis Kasha.
Wait, why is
if
you touch a rat, then you touch God?
What is a rat? An Av. Anyone who touches a rat is a what? Is a Rishon.
But is it the same thing, a rat and a dead body,
no? No, a dead body is a Viavosa tumor. It's the grandfather. It's more than an Av. More than an Av, Amir. I'm glad you asked me. You got to know that. A mace is a Viavosa tumor. Is the grandfather. That's why I kept saying if a human being touches the mace, he becomes an Av, the human being. He touches a dead. If he touches a dead rat, he becomes a Rishon. Okay? Av, not Avi Avos. Not Avi Avos. I'm glad you asked me. What does it say? Tanat Avos Atuma. Not Avi Avos. Sheretz a dead rat. Shifazer a semen. Vitome mace. And a guy who touched a mace. A guy who touches a mace is an Av too.
It seems like the Gemara is like listing them all on the same level.
They are. Because what does Tome mace mean? Not the mace. Tome mace is a human being that touched the mace. You got me?
Yeah.
It says Tome mace, not mace. Mace is not on that list. I'm glad you asked me this, guy. So mace is what? Mace is Avi Avos HaTumah. Okay?
So wouldn't Tome mace be a tolda of Tumas mace?
It's a tolda of the mace, exactly. But it's an Av. Because the mace is Avi Avos. The grandfather, the mace itself, is the guy who touches the mace is an Av.
But how, I understand explaining that the Avi Avos and then Tome touching the mace is an Av.
Yes.
How do you explain that a Sheretz comes from the Avi
Avos? No, the Sheretz is a separate category name.
Okay, so...
It's Xerz HaKosov. Okay. Any 8 rodents are Tome mace when they're dead. Okay? It has nothing to do with touching a mace. The notion of touching a mace is a human being that touches a mace becomes an Av. Right. The dead rat, the Shifazer, it's its own categories. Okay? Shifazer is from a guy that's alive. It's a special din. It just, you know, it's Tome. Okay. That's what if a guy's with his wife, he's a Balkari, right? A person to Zav has a malady, he says illness, that he has a flow. Someone who's with his wife is a Balkari, because he had Shifazer come out of him. But Lamaisa, a Balkari nowadays, can learn Torah and can daven. Because we possibly have a beautiful and say that the Torah is not Makabal Tumah. It's like Aish. Mars is a brachas chavtalim and base. We all agree with him and say the return is not makabel tumah. Some are machmir to try to go to mikveh or go to take a shower. But mikra did, if a guy couldn't go to mikveh or take a shower, he could still daven and learn. It's not a problem. The return is not makabel tumah. That's what we assume. Okay, it was the din d'oraisa. How could Rabbi Musera be Oker, the gzeira of Ezra? He wasn't great at b'chafim minin. The Miri says it was d'oraisa. This is a din d'oraisa. They're fighting on a d'oraisa. It wasn't a takan of gzeira. Otherwise, you have to be great at b'chafim minin. But if you're a D'oraisa, Yiftach B'dara Kishmul B'dara. On a D'oraisa level, Lamaisa, you don't have to be as great. It's counterintuitive. If you want to repeal a Takana of the Chachamim, you have to be greater than Chachamim Minyan. But if you're arguing a concept as D'oraisa, Yiftach in Navi was not as great as Shmuel and Navi, but he lived in a different period of time. So you go to the Shofet, Asher Yiyah B'Yam Mahain. So Yiftach was the Posek then, even though he wasn't as great as Shmuel and Navi. By Dinim D'oraisa, you can have a Gadol that argues later generations on a previous. So you know what I mean by it's counterintuitive? You thought by the Raisa you can't. It's not true. The Raisa you can't. Yiftach b'derek yishmul b'derek. By Takanas Chachamim though, not that way. Takanas Chachamim, you got to be greater with Chachamim Minyan. Okay? So they pilpul. How could Rabbi Meseir was a Tana arguing on Ezra? So they're saying Ezra really wasn't a Takana, it was a Dindi Raisa, and Rabbi Meseir is arguing. Okay. So we got the Kasha of Tosis. Again, what's the Kasha? How can you tell me that the toldas of Tumah are dissimilar to the Avos? We have a famous klal, Cherev Ariu Kecholo. It's a great kasha. Amir, you got me? Cherev Ariu Kecholo. It's the same degree of Tumah. So you know what? I want to give an answer before we do the Tysus answer. Okay? Please get it down. I was thinking this, but Lamais is very happy when I saw it. Okay, please get it down. I think it's a very, very wonderful answer. And the Shita Mekubetzes quotes this B'Shem de Gilyon. Please get it. The Gemara is mistapek whether the Nezikin are like Malachas of Shabbos, where all the Toldos are identical to the Avos, or they're like Tuma, where what? Where what, guys? Where most of the Toldos are different. But who says all of them? Who says all of them have to be different? The one that's not different is Cherev Aruch Kecholo. That's the answer I want you to get down. Very interesting, no? Yeah, in other words, who said that it's all or nothing? By Shabbos, all the Toldos are like the Ravos. By Tumah, the Gemara assumed that all of them are dissimilar. Says the Shita Mekubetzes Shem de Gilyon, who says that's true? Even though they're what? Even though there is a Toldo like it's Av, but there are many that are not. There are many that are not. And that's enough. By Shabbos, all their Toldos are like Avos. By Tumah, not all the Toldos are like what? Are like their Avos. One of them are the same, most of them are not. We weren't trying to say it was all or nothing. So the answer to Tosfos Kashav would be, say, you're right, in a Hanami. We never were trying to say all of the Toldos of Tumah have to be dissimilar. Cherev Aruch Kecholo is like them, but most of them are not. That's all.
Is there another one besides the Cherev Aruch Kecholo?
No, this is the only one that's similar. But the answer was, is who said it had to be all or nothing? Gemara never said that. That's the Shita Mekubetzes' answer. B'Shem de Gilyon. Okay?
What was Nezikin?
Nezikin, there Nezikin, some of them are, some are not, Rav Papa said, in the Gemara.
So now it's like Tumah.
Well, Tumah's 99% are dissimilar, right? By Nezikin, it's kind of like 50-50, I'm here. But by Tumah, it's like 99-1. And Tysus Kasha is fine, you find Cherev Aruch Kecholo. But Rove told us of Tumah are not like that. So therefore, Lamaisa, there's what to be mistopic, Nezikin, are they like Tumah or not? Okay? You know, it's very possible, and this is what I want you to get down. If you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Donnie, he says that Tosfos was coming from the Lashon of the Gemara. What was the Lashon of the Gemara? Toldosam lav kiyotzeben, which is mashma what? That there's no Toldo like it. That there's no Toldo like it. You know what I'm saying? Tosfos interpreted the Gemara as being all or nothing. Therefore, he asks his kasha from Cherev Aruch Kecholo. The Shita Mekubetzes, the Shem the Gilyon says, no. The Gemara didn't mean all or nothing, okay? But nonetheless, let's go with Tosfos. Tosfos assumed it's all or nothing. We got this kasha, Cherev Aruch Kecholo. So what's the answer? Go ahead. Let's see, Evan, go ahead. Let's see the answer. Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar, the Akati.
What's that Akati mean? What's that Akati mean, guys?
Still.
Excellent. That Akati, go ahead. Mateches. Acher. Rabbeinu Tam. Masnissen. Ohalos. It's one of the Masechtas. Like Rabbeinu Tam was precisely inferred in the beginning of Mishnah in Ohalos. What does this mean? The answer is that Cherev Aruch Kecholo, the same degree of tumah zapped on the sword as did in the mace, but it's still not the same. Because if the first sword that touched the mace, can it make a second sword that it touches the same degree of tumah? No. It cannot. So you see, Amir, it's not as powerful. It is still not like a what? It is still not like an av. The avi avosa tumah can convey the tumah the same what? The same level. The same level, aviyah vasatuma, if the sword touches, aviyah vasatuma. Let's say someone's a tameh mace, yes? And he touches the corpse. He becomes a av, yes? What happens if he touches the sword? What does the sword become? No. What does the sword become? The same as whatever it was touched by. If it touched aviyah vasatuma, it becomes aviyah vasatuma. Touched an av, it becomes a what? An av. But if a sword would make touch another sword, would that second sword be called the same degree of tumah? No, be one level down. So it is not as powerful as the av. Amir, you got it? Yes. the kli kerer kachal is the same degree of tumah as the mace, but it cannot make another sword the same degree of tumah. The second sword will be a one level down. Therefore, you see, it's not the same as an av. You got that? Even though it is absorbed with the same tumah when it touched it, but transmitting it, it cannot transmit the same level of tumah as itself. Whereas the mace or the person that touched the mace can. Benji, you got that? That's Tosis' answer.
Oh, okay.
Please get it down. We gave a different answer. When you're out, the Shidim Gubetzis, Shem the Gilyon. Answer was that we never said it's all or nothing. So what? You found one exception. 99% of the totals of tumah are dissimilar. You follow me? That would be another answer. Tosis no read it all or nothing, says the Rabbeinu Peretz. Because it said the Lashon of Gemara was what, Donnie? Lishna de Dolosin, Lav Kiyotzim is Masha, nothing's like them. That's the way Tosis interpreted it. So Tosis gives the answer and says it's still not the same. Yes, Yair.
Why are we only saying this by a sword? Isn't this true by any other object?
No.
No
other object, we're going to get to the details of Chereva Kachal, we got to get to it, but no other object, I want you to get this, no other object that touches always goes down one. Always goes down one. But if a sword and metal touches a mace, we're going to see if it applies to other materials, but let's suffice it to say now, metals that touch a mace get the same level as the mace. A metal touches a person that touched the mace, gets the same level as the av. Okay? Normally, like you said, it goes down. Does not by Cher Baruch
Yechol. But that metal can't make something else.
Right. That's why it is still called dissimilar. You follow me? That's why it is still called dissimilar. Oh. Now, what does this come from? I want you to get this down. This is a Mishnah in Olos. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Ein Kli Mekabel Tuma Mikli. Ain kli mekabel tuma mikli. It's a din, and therefore, please get it. Ain, one second. Ain kli mekabel tuma mikli. That's what makes it dissimilar. You follow me? That's what makes it dissimilar to the av. Please get that mishnah. Perek aleph mishnah gimel and all those. David, you got it? That's where it says this phrase. You got it? Ain kli mekabel tuma mikli. Okay. Yes, Nathan. What do you want to say?
If we're saying it's an exception, right? So why can't we just say it's an exception to this Mishnah and all those? The sword.
It's not an exception. Again, the absorption of the tumah, the sword gets the same level of tumah as the mace. That's an exception because it usually goes down.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, it's a total like an av, right?
Yeah.
What's the answer? Still dissimilar. Why is it dissimilar?
Because of this.
Because it cannot make another sword, tell me. Exactly.
But we learned that out from this Mishnah.
Yeah, but that's a din. But that shows it's not as powerful as the av. So in the end of the day, it's still dissimilar.
No, because my question is, it's an exception to the rule.
What does Cherev Aruch Yechol mean?
That the sword is like tumah.
Regarding what? Regarding the absorption of the level of tumah.
Yeah.
But does it have the same power to convey?
No.
So therefore, that's still in place, told us in Lav Kiyotzebet. That's Tosis's answer. The Gilyom Hashem, the Shita Megumetzis, doesn't even come on to that answer. He says, I can answer it right away from the beginning. The Megumar never meant to say that they're all what dissimilar. There is one that's similar, Cherevei Kachalo. Tosis says, no, I'm not willing to buy that. Tosis said the Gemara meant to say they're all dissimilar. But Cherevei Kachalo, that's Tosis's question. What's his answer? Cherevei Kachalo is still different. What's it different? In conveying. You got it, Pesach? Regarding conveying, it cannot convey the same koach. You got it? Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
So would the Shita say that it could convey? Or say...
No, you can't argue with it did. But he's saying you don't have to come on to that.
Saying it...
You don't have to read the Gemara so inflexible. The Gemara just meant to say most of them are not similar.
But he's saying the fact that it doesn't have the power to convey, that's still...
Yeah, but it's not an issue because the bottom line is that even if it would be absorbing and it's similar, okay, that doesn't bother me. The Gemara just spent 90% of them. You don't have to come on to that. You follow me? You can stave off Tyskasha in the past. Okay? You follow me? He's not going to argue in all this dinim. Tyskasha has to come on to it because he interpreted the Gemara inflexibly that it meant Lamais nothing.
Why does he do that? Why does he interpret?
Because the Lashon of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Peretz, told the same, Lav Kiyotzim, seem to be all or nothing.
What about papa's saying yesh v'hen piyut.
That's by avos. That's by nezikin.
Oh, fine.
That's by nezikin. Some of them are like, some of them are not like. We're talking about an entuma, yes?
Yeah.
You got this, Chlor? Yeah? Okay. Now I want you to get this down. This is a whole mile we got to give a chair call. First mile, it goes like this. Please get this. Very practical, Shiloh. Can Kohanim go to medical school? A Kohen cannot be Metame L'meis. Many times in medical schools, they work with cadavers. Now, most of the cadavers are non-Jews. Now, a Meis Akum is Metame, and there are three levels of Tuma, which we're going to get back to now, okay? But I want you to get this. Tuma can be transmitted in one of three ways. Maga, through touching. Masa, through caring. And three ohel, being under the same roof. There are three ways to transmit tumor. So listen to this, okay? I want you to get this. We paskin, so machlok is Ramam Ravid, machlok is Machaber Amal, is a mace aku metame ba'ohel. Let's say you can work out something, you don't have to touch the cadaver. But you're definitely going to be under the same roof as the cadaver. What happens if the cadaver is a goy? Are you allowed to be under the same roof or not? So machlok is Ramam Ravid. So machloek is machaber amal. We are machmer. Therefore, since we are machmer, a kohen cannot go to medical school. Because he's going to be under the same roof as a non-Jewish corpse. In the same room. That you can't get out of. That's why a kohen cannot go to medical school. You got me? Meis akum is metame ba'ol. Machloek is tanoim. Between the Tanakam and Bishim Bar Yochai, Yavom is tafsa machalaf amadalaf. Machloek is ramam raivit. Machloek is machaber amal. We assume yesh pahachmer. Okay? Alright. I had a Talmud many years ago who was a Kohen, wanted to be a doctor. He went to be a PhD in biology. He didn't go to be a doctor. You got this? Now there is one of the great Kohen we mentioned yesterday, Rav Goren Zatzal. He has a tshuva where he wanted a matzer, a Kohen, to go to medical school. We don't accept this though. Rav Moshe did not accept it. Okay? Are you a Kohen, Pesach? It's a good kasha. I don't know. I don't know how they did it.
Can you go to them?
I don't know how they did it.
I don't want to be rude and ask them. I can't, like,
no, you can't do that. You can't be rude to them.
Are you allowed to go?
But Lamaisa, maybe they got a, maybe they held like Rav Goren. So okay, maybe they held like Rav Goren. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, yeah, you sure?
Yeah. Then?
Yeah, you could go to them as a doctor, of course. But Lamaisa, you know, did they do the right thing or not? You don't want to ask them and make them feel bad, like the Pesach said. But Lamaisa, we assume like Rav Moshe, you're not allowed to. So I want you to get this. Watch, what was Rav Goren's heter? Get this down. You know what he said? He said like this. A Kohen cannot be Metame L'meis. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So he would say the following. Listen to this. Person dies. He has a ring on his finger. That ring is metal. That's cherev harehu kecholol. It's touching the corpse when after he died. Take off the ring, not the coin. Get a Yisrael Levi to take the ring off. According to some Rishonim, it's like he's always touching a mace. But he's not ushering the tumor that emanates from the ring, because it's not a what? Because it's not a mace. It's a ring. But at the same time, it's like touching, it's like having a mace on you. And he's not muzhar. What does the word muzhar mean? Warned. A Kohen is not warned in the Isra of Tuma that comes from the ring. He's only muzhar in the Isra of Tuma that comes from where? The mace. So it's like he's having his cake and eat it too. It's like he's touching a mace and he's not over an Isra. So let the Kohen put on that ring and let him go to medical school. And let him wear that stuff when he's working with the cadaver. Yes. In other words, a mace dies. So there's a ring on the mace's finger. So that's metal. So that's cherev harei kecholol. So take the ring off. Have a Yisrael Levi take the ring off. Have him hand it to the Kohen. Let the Kohen put it on. How can you put it on? Because the issue that the Torah asks a Kohen to metame to his tumah that comes from a mace. Not from a ring. But at the same time, it's like he's always touching a what? It's like he's always touching a mace. And the Gemara writes in Nazir that if you are touching one mace, and you're allowed to touch one mace, let's say it's a mace mitzvah. You need to what? Bury the mace. A Kohen had to do it. No one else would have buried the mace. And while he's touching one mace, it's called Tumas Chiburin. He can touch another mace. Because he's touching the mace mitzvah, which is mutter for him. You follow me? That's called Tumas Chiburin. Chiburim, attachments. Based on the Gemara Nazar Daf Nun Dalet. Amud Beis. So what do you see from here? You see the Kohen is like he's always touching a mace, even though it's a fictitious mace. But since he's always touching a ring that touched the mace, it's like he always has that. Let him work in the medical school. Let him work with the cadavers. That's what Rav Gorin's heter was for a Kohen going to medical school. We don't accept it. One sec, Nathan. Why don't we accept it? I want you to get this down. Jordan, you got to get everything down. We discuss it. You got the seven? You know why we don't accept it? From our Tosfos. Because what does our Tosfos say? Our Tosfos says the ring is not as powerful as the mace. Because that ring, if it touched another ring, could not what? Could not make another ring the same degree of tumah. So you see, it's not as powerful. So since you see it's not as powerful, what do you say? You say that what? We don't view it as if he's always touching what? That he's always touching the mace. It's not as powerful. And therefore, the whole heter of Rav Gorin goes up in smoke. Because we don't always view it like he's touching a mace, and I'll prove it to you it's not as strong. Because that cherev cannot create another cherev. You follow what I'm saying? Isn't that amazing? Based on our Tosfos, we will not allow the Kohen to go to medical school with this heter. Because it is not as powerful as the mace itself. Benji, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Nathan.
Can you just explain that as if we hold that it's only a sword, right? And not all metal?
It's all metal.
Okay.
We paskin, it's all metal. I got to find that sheet that says it's only the person that was killed with the sword. I didn't find it. We looked in the encyclopedia yet. I'm not sure if there's such a sheet. But even so, we don't accept it, even if there is such a sheet.
Okay.
We say it applies, and we're going to get to it. We got to get to it.
Like if you do, then a knife, you're cutting a cadaver sword like a sword.
Well, Lamaisa, the tomb, any metal that touches the mace is like, but it's not the same level. That's what we're saying.
Yes.
Evan, go ahead.
So, can you see to imply from being cleaved and cobbled to your cleave that a cleave, like, can the cleave give tumah to a human, or if it can't give tumah to a cleave, then, like, definitely.
It could give tumah to the human, but it's not the same level. That's what I'm saying. It's not cherev or kachol, it's weaker. So who says it has the power to be able to say it's? I'm viewing it as if I'm touching a mace the whole time.
So it's not the
Maybe
same
it's
level,
not.
It's not the same level as touching a mace, but it's still.
It absorbed. It received the same tumor.
But regarding
transferring, we see for sure it doesn't, and we see that the fact that transferring it cannot create another the sword. It's not as powerful.
So that ring doesn't transfer any tumor to the person?
It might transfer tumor, but not the same level of the sword itself.
Okay. But it's still
it goes down. Yeah, but it goes down.
Okay.
So it's not as powerful as like you're touching the mace itself.
So
that's why the heter of Rogorin goes up in smoke. We don't view it as if you're actually what touching the mace the whole time. It might have absorbed the same level of tumor, but it's not as powerful. And why is it not as powerful? Because it can't convey the same level of tumor. And maybe we don't treat it as if you're touching the mace the whole time. So that's why we don't accept this heter. Kohen cannot go to medical school. Okay, you got this? Okay, now I want to give a few other answers to Tosfos Kasha. What was Tosfos Kasha again? What was Tosfos Kasha? That the toldos of Tumah are dissimilar to the Ovos of Tumah. What do Mechira call it? It's the same thing. What was the answer to the Shidim Mechs of Shem the Gilyon? That what? In Achanami. But the Gemara didn't mean all 100% of the toldos are dissimilar. This is similar, but 99% are not. What's the Teretz of Tosfos? It's still dissimilar, because it cannot convey the same what? Level of tumah. Let's get a few other answers. Let's get it down. Tosfos Rid. Thank you to Donnie, because I don't know. There's one of the guys in the shul works in Sfarim, so he gave me matana. He gave me this new fancy kovetz before Shabbat Bakama. So it's so fancy. It has all the names, you know, of the thing of the. You see how it has the names, you know, the names in the kovetz before Shabbat here on the side. Sometimes hard to find, so it has all the names here. So I'm looking for the Tosfos Rid. I got to tell him what kind of gift he gave me. It says Tosfos Rid here. There's no Tosfos Rid in here. I'm looking for today to tomorrow. Fancy one. It doesn't, unless I missed it, I got to show it to him. Okay? I'm not going to say it like that. I want to make him feel bad like the Pesach said about the coin, right? But Lamais, I want to tell him, where's the Tosfos Rid? I don't want him to sell it to other guys. And where's the Tosis Rid? So thank you, Donnie. So the Tosis Rid gives his own answer. I want you to get it. Tosis Rid gives his own answer. What's his own answer? Cheravai Kachal only works through what? Amir. What does it only work through? Maga. But it does not work through Masa. It does not work. Let's say I'm carrying in my briefcase a sword that touched the mace. But I never touched the sword. I carry it. Masa. Do I get the same degree? Does it have the same degree of tumah or not? Halach lamaisa. Cherem Aruch Kachal is only settling in the Tameh B'maga. Tumas Shiva. But it's not Metameh B'masa. And therefore the told is not B'av. It's only Metameh Rak B'maga. And not B'masa or B'ol. The Rambam says the same thing. Tumas Meis. Perakei Alacha Yud Gimel. And this is the sheet of the Rambam. So we see that what? Cherem Aruch Kachal is only Legabe Tumas what? Maga. Legabe Shiva. Halach lamaisa. But it's not mitame, and this is a very important din. Lamai said, I want you to get it. It's an amazing thing. Okay? According to the Rambam, it's only in the maga do we say this. Not in mitame maso maga. Who says the same thing? Rashi says this in Chulin, and daf ayin alef and beis, and the Ramban b'babasa. It is not mitame b'masa. However, I want to point out to you guys that Tosfos in Nazir, Tosis in Nazir, and in Chulin Dafayin Beis in Maskuki, and in Nazir Dafin Gimel and Beis. It's an amazing thing. And the Rash and the Bartanura, they all say that Cherev HaKachal works by Maga, Masa, and Ohel. And the whole Dinuk Bechol Mili Kemes. It's unbelievable. Even the tumor shoots straight up. So it's an amazing thing. So I want you to get this. When you convey Cherev Aruch Kachal, what does it do? Does it metame only with Maga the sword? Or does it metame, bless you, even when I carry it or I'm under the same roof? Okay? That's the din. So again, if a sword touches a mace, what is the degree of tumah of the sword? Same thing, Aviyavos Atumah. What happens if a human being touches a sword? It becomes an Av. But must he touch it or can he carry it? Or can it be under the same room? Machloikis. Please get it. So the Tosfos Rid is of the opinion like the Rambam and Rashi that it's only Metame through Maga to Meshiva. So therefore that's a new answer. So you see it's not like a what? A mace is Metame, but what? All three. Maga, Mas, and what? Ohel. Cherev Aruch Kachal. According to some Rishonim, is only by Maga. That's a new answer. That's the Tosfos Rid's answer that I wanted you to get. Okay, now, in the beginning lines of the Tosfos Rid, as Donnie asked me and David asked me very nicely, you notice that our Gemara and Beis Amav is quoting a Mishnah where? Where is that Mishnah? Donnie, where do we say that Mishnah was? In Kalim. Perek Aleph Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. First Mishnah in Meseches Kalim was not quoted fully in our Gemara. Because what does the Tosfos Rid also quote? It says, Sheretz, Shechvazera, Tomemes, Umetzora, a leper, Bimeit Sipuro, Umechatas, Shein Ben Kedei Azaya. All those things, you touch them, are Eilu Metamen Adam Vekli Bemaga, Klicheres Ba'avar Enem Metamen Masa. So he says, Tomemes is not like those other things. Tomemes is Metame what? How many days? 7 days. Excellent. Whereas the other ones only Metame Erev. And then you can go to mikveh at night. Very good, Svi. So I want you to know that distinction as well. Okay? Now there's a difference between Tomei Meis and the other Avos Evan. The other, the rat or the Shechvazera. The rat and the Shechvazera are Tumah only till Erev. However, Tumas Meis, you got to wait 7 days. Tosfos Rid points out the Mishnah. The Mishnah was not quoted in its entirety. That was the first part of the Tosfos Rid that I wanted you to see. Okay? But there's another answer in Tosfos. What's the other answer we could say? The Ravid. What's the Ravid say? In Hilchos Bias HaMikdash Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel. That someone that touches a sword, that's touched a mace, can you go into the Beis HaMikdash? Yes or no? You are not Chayav Karis. If you're Tomei Mace, you go into the Beis HaMikdash Chayav Karis. You touch the sword that's touched the mace, you are not Chayav Karis. That's a new answer to Tosis Kasha. You see, it's dissimilar to the Av. If you are an Ava mace, if you are an Ava Tuma that touched the mace, you go into the mace, you are Chayav Karis, God forbid. If you touch the sword that touched the mace, you are not Chayav Karis. So that's another dissimilarity. So we could have given that answer. How many answers so far now? Four answers, correct. Four answers. Okay. Now, Lamaisa.
Who said the last one?
What'd you say?
The Ravid
has that Shita, but based on that Ravid, you could plug in and have a fourth answer. So I want to get to now, and let's get this down, guys. What is the scope of Cherev Haru Kecholo? What do I mean by scope? Is it only limited to metal, or does it apply to all clothes, all materials? Please get this down. Rashi and the Ravid say it only applies to metal. Rashi's in Psachim Yadal and Mebeis, and the Ravid is Pirkei Chos Tumas Meis Halacha Gimel. However, the Rambam in Pirkei Chos Tumas Meis Halacha Gimel, the Ri and the Ramban and the Bartanura all paskin against this, and they say it applies to all kalim, any materials, or all clothes, except for one material, earthenware, kli cheres, pottery. Those never can become an avatuma forever. They never can be an avatuma. Every other material becomes aviyavos atuma. Major machloikis in the scope. Is it limited only to metal? Rashi and Ravid, Rabbi Natan, Rashi and Ravid limited only to metal. The Rambam, the Ri, the Ramban, and the Bartanur apply it to all materials, except for kli cheres. Correct. So if I ask you, what are two major machlokes in Rishonim Meir about the klal of Cherev Haru Kecholo? Number one, does it produce only tumas maga, right? Or does it apply to even what? Masa and Oha. That's one nekuda. What's the other nekuda? What is its scope? Is it limited only to metal, or does it apply to all materials? Now, no doubt, I want you to get this, that if you touch the sword that touched the mace, you are tummy 7 days. No doubt. Just like a mace is 7 days, like the Tosis Rib, Donnie. If you touch the cherev, how many days? 7 days. But there's a following third nekuda I want you to get. Normally, someone that's tummy mace has tummy for 7 days, goes to the mikvah at the end of the 7 days, but at day 3 and 7, what does he have sprinkled on him? Para Aduma that was burnt, ashes, mixed in with water from a natural spring called Mechatas. Does a guy that became Tomei through Chereth, Harei Kukol, require Hazah on day 3 or day 7? Please get it. The Ramban says no in Parshas Chukas. The Ramban says no. But Tyson Nazar says yes. You need, if you became Tomei with the sword that touched the mace, you need Hazah on 3 and 7. Amazing. And the Teferis Yisrael and the Mishnais and Perches, Sof Mishnah Gimel says, Rov Rabosov. Most of his rebellion held like Tisus. That you need Hazar Shlishi Vishvi. Amazing. It's an amazing thing. Fourth Nakuda, which we hinted to already. Are you? Let's get this down, David. Okay? I know it's... let's get it. The third Nakuda was what? Do you need Hazar Shlishi Vishvi? Machlaikis. Now, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash, touching, after you touch the mace, are you Chayav Karis? What do we say? No, according to the Ravid, we said no. What is the Rambam sheet on that? Yes. The Rambam says you are Chayiv Karis. Perek Gimel Alochi Gimel Chos Bias Amigdash. The Rambam says you are Chayiv Karis. So that answer we could only have given according to the Ravid. Okay? Now I want you to get this. 1 sec, Adam. Please get this. I want you guys to get this. This is amazing. There's a long Tosfos in Nazar on Daf Nundal and Beis that Rabbeinu Tam sent to his friend Reb Chaim Kohen, who was one of the Balei HaTosfos. You ever heard of one of the Balei HaTosfos, Reb Chaim Kohen? What's he famous for, Reb Chaim Kohen?
Shit story, no?
No, the story, Tyson Ksuvus Kuf Yudam Abe is about the mitzvah of Aliyah nowadays. The mitzvah of Aliyah nowadays, he says there's no mitzvah of living in Israel nowadays, because he says Sakana Strachim is too dangerous, and also we don't know how to do what? Trumas and Maestras. We don't know how to do Trumas and Maestras. That's why Tosis says Reb Chaim Cohen says that there is no mitzvah. I conquered myself. I was going to ask his feet to get the Gemara. But I don't want to, Elul, I don't want to be lazy. You follow me? So it says, Taisus says, in Ksubis, I had a Yetzer Hara. I was about to ask him. Okay? Kuf Yud Amud Beis. It's amazing. He says there's no mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. He says there's no mitzvah. Our regional Lashon. It's an amazing Taisus. You know what the Ma'arit says? He says a Talmud Torah wrote the Tosus. A mistaken Talmud. It cannot be. Of course there's a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. The Ma'arit was one of the great Gedolim from the 1400s. He says a mistaken Talmud wrote down the Taisus. Couldn't be that Taisus said such a thing. Let me show you what he says. On Kuf Yud Amud Beis. What does he say? You ready? He says, who Omer, let's say there's a couple married. The guy wants to make Aliyah, the woman says not. Is that grounds for divorce? And that she loses her ksuba? Who Omer Lalos Kula? Ain't no noeg bizman azeh. The Ika Sakonis Drachim. Vahaya Omer Rabbeinu Chaim. The Akshav Ain Mitzvah Ador Beretz Yisrael. He lived in the 1200s, the Baal HaTesis. There's no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael, but kama mitzvahs plus baritz. There are many mitzvahs plus baritz, like trumas and maizos. The kama onshin, many punishments. Dein anu yechol and lezarben. We don't know how to do them. The lamod alem. We don't know how to do them, so don't go. So learn how to do them. No. So the Ma'aretz is a mistake, and Talmud wrote the text. But nonetheless, Rabbeinu Chaim Kain is here. So if you look in Nazir. And Nundal and Bezra, Rabbeinu Tam sent to his friend a letter. You know what he said? He said to him, I cannot believe you are able to live in any house. Ezu bayis asher tivnu li. It was a play on words from the Pasuk. Any house you build for me, I'm an aser. You're a kohen. There's definitely a nail in your house that was under the same roof one time of a mace. And therefore the tumor that comes from that nail, you can't be in the house. You hear that? Let's say it again. Get it down. He sent him a letter. He said, my friend, you better live in a hut. Because if you live in any house, there's a nail that had to end up being one time ba'ol of a mace. And therefore you say, and you can't be in the house. Because it produces the same level of tumor. Now, what would you respond if Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen based on what we just said? First of all, maybe what? Maybe it only produces what? Maybe it only becomes through what? Through MAGA. No. Maybe it's only through MAGA. When we talk about this din, maybe it's only through MAGA. It's not Matame through what? Right? But I guess he would say back to him, I'm sure you're going to touch the nails in your house. No. Could be. Okay. All right, maybe that's one response you could say, but I'm going to give you another response that I heard from Rav Gana actually to once in the name of Rabbeinu Meshulam. He's one of the Rishonim in Brachas Daf Yutes, and I want you to get it. In other words, to create Cherev Hariu Kechalo, the nail could be under the same roof as what? As the mace. To create it, but to give over the tumor, you got to touch it. You understand what I'm saying? To get Cherev Hariu Kechalo, to create it, it could be under the same roof. But to convey the tumor, that's only through what? That's only through MAGA. And he's not going to be touching any of the nails.
Or the nail
would
touch the mace or the...
No. The nail can become Cherev Hariu Kechalo by being under the same roof. To get Cherev Hariu Kechalo, that's what I mean to get. To create it, Adam... It could be under the same roof, but to convey the tumor from the nail to a human being, that would only be through MAGA. That's what Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen would send back to Rabbeinu Tam.
That's assuming that he's not going to touch the nail.
Yes, that is the assumption. He's not going to, the nail's already part of built in the wall, and that's the assumption, correct. They're not spear nails like in your hardware, in your drawer. That's what you're going to have to say. That would be the answer for Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam sent to him, David, I don't think any house you live in is mutter for you to live in. Because there's tumah, there was a nail in the same roof as the mace. You got a problem. You can't be under the same roof as the nail. The answer is no. To create Cherev Hariu Kechalo, it could be under the same roof as the mace. But now to convey tumah later, where it's been separated from the mace, and it's separate in its own house, That could only be through actually touching it. And the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen is not touching it. And therefore, that's his answer back to him. Ezu bayis asher tivnuli. Don't bother me. Ezu bayis asher tivnuli. I'm okay. I'll give you one other conversation, or at least not a conversation, but a story with Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen. Toysing Subis, a little bit earlier on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, says that if Rabbeinu Tam said, not Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen said that if he could have attended the Levaya of Rabbeinu Tam, he would have done it. But he's a Cohen. What's the answer? What does Tumas Mace come from, guys? From the Malach Amav is killing a guy. But a tzaddik that dies, dies through Neshikas Hashem. Like Aaron, Moshe Aaron, and Miriam. And someone who dies through Neshikas Hashem, there's no production of Tuma from the Mace. And therefore, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Kohanim, when he died, the Kohanim went to his Levaya. So too, Tosa says that he would have attended, if he could have, Rabbeinu Tam's Levaya. Isn't that amazing? Because Tumas Meis comes from a Malach Amav is killing a guy. Now, we don't hold like this Ladina, obviously. A Kohen doesn't even go to the Gadol HaDor's Levaya. Of course not. But the fact of the matter is that this is Tosas and Ksubas Kuf Gimel and Beis. Amazing story. That he says he would have gone to his Levaya. Isn't that amazing? He said, I'm a regional Lushan. Varav Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, Kuf Kimon Beis. You guys got to get the Makaris down. Varav Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, Hayalo Omer, Il Male Haisi. If he could have gone, Shinifter Rabbeinu Haisi Mitamelo. Isn't that nuts? Unbelievable. Have a Batla Kedusha. Amazing, no? Tosis maybe gives a different Hezber for Lamaisa. But the bottom line is, he thought that maybe the Kedusha Sekuna was Batla. We don't hold like that nowadays. But I'm saying a different form. That Tumah comes from the Malach HaMavis. Someone dies at Tzadik, a Kaddish dies from the Shikas Hashem. So therefore it's not a problem. You follow me? So that's the Chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay, one other Nekuda we have to close with something in Halacha. And then tomorrow we go by. Tomorrow also we have a short Seder. Wednesday, Thursday we have a long Seder, Baruch Hashem. Okay? More tighter the better. Right? Okay. One more Nekuda I want to mention now, and then we'll mention a few other, tomorrow, Blinetter. I want to know, does a Nazir, you know a Nazir? You know a Nazir? I got a call this Motzoi Shabbos from one of the guys in the shul, before I was able to say Avdola. I get home, my wife says someone's calling. Someone called, Obama bus. His kid comes home, walking with him. He says he's a Nazir. The kid says that. So they all got nervous. Do you need any matan neder? Is the kid a Nazir? So I said, no, the kid was joking. But I said, teach your son not to do that again. Because in order to take a netter, your peeve, libo have to be shoving. They have to be equal. The kid, was, even though he said it, but he was joking. Right? And I told the father, tell this kid not to do that. That was a shaila I had this month of Shabbos. Right before Avdolah. Okay, listen to this. A nazir cannot go to the cemetery. What happens if a nazir is tamei by cher v'yu kachal? He touches a sword or a nail that touched the mace. Do you think he has to shave? Does he have to go through the whole process or not? The Rambam writes, Pirek Zayin Laches, no, he does not. And the Ravid asks and says, what do you mean? If you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you Rambam, what did the Rambam say? You're Chai of what? You're Chai of Kares. So why don't you have to shave? It's a bomb kash on the Rambam. Okay? Maybe we'll try to see if we can give an answer for tomorrow. Okay, I want to close with the following Nekuda in Halacha. Okay, we have a lot to do. We have to discuss Rosh Hashanah B'Mach Shavah. But I want to just discuss very quickly. We'll continue it tomorrow, Blinetter. Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah to eat. It's a great mitzvah, right? We all love eating Kli Ayin Hara, right? Yeah? So, in the Churitz D'Oraisa, but Rabbi Kiveger has a fascinating tshuva. What's the nature of this mitzvah? Is the nature of the mitzvah of eating to prepare for the fast? Or is the nature of the mitzvah of eating a separate yontif, like a mix of yontif, like Tu B'Av or Tu B'Shvat? So I'll give you two nafkaminas, then we'll close. Let's say women. Do women have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Is there a mitzvah for them too as well? Do they have to fast? Yes. Yes? So they stumble their chayv in all the preparations. So if you take the first approach, then they're chayv to eat. What about the second approach? It's a separate yontav. Mitzvah essay. Shebizman Groma, women are putter from. So if it's its own yantav, then they'd be exempt. That's one good nafkamina. One other nafkamina I want you to get. If a person, God forbid, medically cannot fast for medical reasons, is there a mitzvah for that guy to eat an Erev Yom Kippur? If it's a chana for the fast, he's not fasting, then there's no mitzvah for him to eat. But if it's what, a separate yantav, then there's a mitzvah. And third, last nafkamina we'll give for today, we'll give some more tomorrow, bli neder. Do you say tachanun on the mincha before Erev Yom Kippur? I think Yom Kippur is Tuesday night and Wednesday this year, right? So Erev Yom Kippur is when? Tuesday. So mincha of Monday, the mincha before Erev Yom Kippur, you know, the mincha before Tu B'Av or Tu B'Shvat, do we say tachanun? No. Do the mincha before Erev Yom Kippur, do you say tachanun? If it's a preparation for the fast, yes. But if it's a separate yontif, then no. What do? We do say tachanun. So we're machmer always in both directions. It's considered hachana for the fast, and it's also considered to be a separate mitzvah. So whenever you can be machmer, you're machmer. Women are chayav to eat. The guy that's not going to fast also has a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And number three, we do say tachanun. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Proud of you guys. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay, b'zrat Hashem. We got Shir early 11, Mr. Shem. We got it also. We got 3 days. We got to speak about Rosh Hashanah. We got a lot to do, Mr. Shem. Great day. Good to see you.